We're going to start the stream right now because I just realized I should have looked this up on Reddit. I should have gone on Reddit. It's always a good idea. This is extremely loud.
Well, Reddit is always the way to go, and I don't know how it can be that stupid.
What's up, guys?
Are we live right now?
Yeah. Bruh.
I just literally ran into a wall.
You just... Fantastic.
I'm downstairs in my house right now, and everything is dark, and I freaking ran into a wall. I'm sorry for the swear.
No problem.
Oh, shit. I hit my breast. And my face.
And everything.
Oh, my computer works now. That's awesome. It didn't even take me 3 suicides for that to happen. Are we live on Twitch?
Yeah.
Is the streaming and playing some help?
I'll do that right now.
Oh my god, that's so funny to imagine. Like random people. My keyboard is so cool. I love it. Thanks for it. It has the right amount of bright lights and the right amount of autistic noises. Perfect.
How is the clan doing? The clan is doing good.
Reading. My knee is bleeding.
Your knee is bleeding? How hard did you smash the wall?
Pretty hard, but it already also had a scab on it.
That sucks. Alright, Anne Frank is Tony Hawk. What was that? Hayden Heek?
Hayden Heeky?
Hayden
Heeky? Let's get freaky.
Anne Frank is the hide and seek of Tony Hawk. Hide and Heeky. Let's get freaky. Of Tony Hawk.
But let's get freaky in parentheses.
Every day we experience the joy of death, the pain of rebirth, and the continuation of the sickness unto death. That sounds gay. Only 4 viewers?
You posted on a new project.
Yeah, I just did.
You should post it on my butt, so I can advertise it on my neighborhood.
Chunky Fishy Girl is here, as always.
The perfect girl. The one I want to marry. Sorry, Sophie.
Oh.
You know I don't mean it.
Man, my green screen is total trash because I could not be bothered to set up lights. Should I do that right now? Do you guys care? Do you guys even care?
Do you know what you should do?
What?
Make it trashier.
Make it even worse?
Consume your face.
Okay. That can be arranged, child. I'd like to get a... This looks... Nice. Oh.
I do not have this remote right now.
I'm in the deep seas. I'm like a fish. I don't know. You look like a hologram? I look like I just did cocaine.
You look like a hog.
I look like a hog. I look like a coked up hog.
That's supposed to be like your function of person.
I'm a pig. That's my name. I'm a pig.
You look like a hog. Well, you look like a hog.
I'm swimming around. Ah, you can't catch me.
Can you put a snout on yourself?
I'm a turtle. Oh shoot. I find this very amusing. Oh, I'm still a turtle, but I'm kind of too big to be a turtle.
Can you put a snout on yourself?
I wish. Oh, turtle again. Just gotta get a little bigger. Oh shoot, there I go.
Just gotta get a little bigger. Longer. Harder, better? How did that song go?
Harder, better, faster, farther, stronger? Fart stronger?
Farther? Yes. Stronger, harder, better, fatter.
Elusive. Lurking in the shadows. Smoking crack.
As you do.
As usual. Okay, so you can't see me. Uh-oh. Trying to see what's the best setting.
Who eats this wet, slimy lemon after drinking the tea? I swear.
Complete nonsense! I'm retarded!
Your name is Karina Davis, and you're from Karina's virus.
There be whales up in this. Looks like I'm not sleeping.
I didn't know that you were Chinese.
Chinese? Oh, that's a good one.
Are you Chinese?
I'm Chinese. I'm high knees. I have high knees.
You do, though.
I do, though. Do I have high knees or do I have long legs? Does that make I have high knees? Man, I'm speaking like I don't even know English. Does that make I have high knees? I have to check this picture on my Twitter.com right now. Are my knees high? I don't think so.
If your whole leg is high, then your knees is high B.
Well, actually, my knees are relatively low because my legs are long and they're in the middle of my legs. Usually people's torso are longer and the legs are shorter, so the knees are higher. You understand?
I understand. You actually have the shortest knees in the game.
Low knees. I don't know if they're short.
Shinies? I didn't know you had a...
And where's swim when you need them? Can you guess what I did to my teeth? You destroyed them?
I didn't know that, like, your knees were shiny.
I have shy knees. This is most intellectually pointless conversation I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, I like doing arithmetic. I'm Jordan Peterson. I like doing arithmetic. Probably the most stupid calculation. Actually, I've done two really stupid calculations. One was, how many times would you have to, I'm trying to think of the most good way to put this. There's no good way to put this. How many times would you have to ejaculate to fill a pool? And the second one was, how long is all the poop that humans have ever made, if we're, like, under the assumption that, like, scientists are correct and whatever? And
we
it, like,
also,
wraps around several also, planets, something like that.
We also, like, calculated how much poop you will produce
in your entire life. Will it fill your room? Yeah. Oh yeah, because there was like the hypothesis, would you go to sleep for 1 year straight if you never had to sleep again?
Yeah.
And like, if you keep like exuding bodily fluids, where will that get you?
Well, imagine the pee. Oh gosh, the
pee, because I pee at least 15 times a day. But it'd be really nice to go to sleep and not have to wake up to pee for once.
Oh god, imagine when you do wake up and you pee to yourself. Like, you know you don't need to wake
Okay,
up
so that's the question. Right? Are you peeing constantly throughout the thing? Or do you wake up and you have to pee everything that you just delayed? How long would you sit there peeing? We should do that calculation. How long would you be peeing if you didn't pee for a year and you were just storing all the pee like a hamster stores food in his cheeks?
Pee is stored in the cheeks?
Pee is stored in the cheeks.
That's why Asian has such...
Did I delete this tweet? There was some tweet where I posted the calculation.
Well, Twitter only goes back like 1,000, so...
Oh, yeah.
Search it on Google. Like, search your ad and, like, some word you remember from. And then it comes up. Okay. How many people we have watching right now?
I don't know.
Can you please check? This is highly important.
12 people.
Okay, 12
people. Whoa, Wombola! I didn't know we had a real racist in the chat! Alright.
What I need this? To enter there to, like, delete all the racism. I am not
allowed. Is Ricegum Chinese?
No.
What is he? You have slanted eyes. That's what I told him. I'm going through old tweets I made right now. This is what this means. I have slanted eyes. Dead link. R.I.P. what if you and piss everywhere all at once? You will get a 30-second grace period once you wake up. Okay, yeah. 30-second. So you have 30 seconds to get to the nearest bathroom, which for me is down the hall. What about for you, Christina? Well, you have one in your room.
I do.
What would be worst case scenario? Would it be like when you went to your cousin's house and, like, you can't, for some reason, you don't want to go past the boys' room, so you pee in the kitchen? If you had to pee in the kitchen, how much pee would you cover the entire floor of the house and pee?
That would be like way too much, because my cousin's kitchen is like, it's like an industrial kitchen.
So he said something racist and whoa. All right what is this? Man, the chat is I don't even understand. Do you have a bedpan, Christina? A bedpan could not contain that much. Alright, so...
I don't understand what that is. What is that?
Bedpan is like, you know, like... This is like what they teach you to be funny in, like, American history. They're like, oh, people didn't have toilets. They had outhouses, and then under the chair, they had, like, a little pan that's, like, where the dog drinks water out of. And you would, like, poop and pee in that. It's basically like a chair with like a hole for your butt,
and then
the pan below it.
I remember that from history class. Well, I don't, because I just pee in my bed, so.
Yeah, the only reason I would never piss in bottles, actually, I think I tried that once. The only reason I don't do that is because I don't have a penis. Because it is completely non-viable for women. But in my lazier days, I would have done that. What?
When I went to the USA, I went to a Walmart, and there was a bottle of pee in one of the shelves.
Oh man, someone left it there?
Yep.
Aim harder. It's really not viable. I've tried, I know. You can't do it. Doesn't work.
Well, unless you like... That would be horrible.
If you got a funnel? Yeah, but that's way more effort. Once you get a funnel involved, it's way more effort than just getting up and going to the bathroom.
That is 10,000%.
Though I've pissed outside.
Did you know that they have like this adhesive funnel thing for women? So, like, you can pee standing up and, like, balls and stuff. And, like, it's adhesive, so, like, it sticks to your skin, so you basically get like a rebel
fever,
which is awesome.
Oh man, I know about that. That is horrible.
You should get one.
I do not want a penis. Just piss yourself. That is viable if you have no, if you're like paralyzed and you have no feeling in your legs. Otherwise, it's like soppy sogging. It's not good.
Soppy. Lurp lurp. Unfortunately, I cannot watch your stream. I can read the chat, but I cannot.
I don't know how uncomfortable it is. It seems to me that I'm like a piss revolutionary. I've tried it all. I've tried standing up. I've tried standing up like the other direction. I've tried pissing in a bottle. I've tried. Why not try wear a diaper? Why not wear a diaper? I've come too far at this point.
You shouldn't do that. That sounds like some baby fetish
stuff. I know. Well, yeah, that didn't occur to me because I think of like the snipers with diapers. That rhymes. Because you have to sit there for 6 hours and like wait for the guy to come by. So you gotta poop and pee yourself because you can't move. You just have to submit to your own nature. You have to. Being an epic boss in the Navy, pooping and peeing yourself? Who exactly would be snipers? I don't know anything about the Army.
Snipers, snipe.
Yeah, but what would it be like? The Navy? Would it be like, what can I say? Yeah, I'm a Navy
the
SEAL.
Army.
I poop and pee myself for you! Respect me!
I peed myself for you.
Oh, damn. They might screenshot you when you have blackface. This is like covert blackface. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. The green screen is just faulty. I don't know how to use software. Is actually trying to do blackface. Wait a second.
How dare you treat me like this? I poop my pants for you.
I poop and pee my pants for you!
I'm crying.
I poop and pee my diaper for you!
I pooped my diaper for you! Who's gonna change it now? Tell me, huh? Now that you're leaving.
This doesn't What's work very well.
Name? Now that you're leaving, Shelby, who's gonna
Who's gonna poop and pee?
I pooped and peed my diaper. Who's gonna change it now, Shelby, huh? Now that you're leaving, who's gonna change it?
Who's gonna change my diaper now?
I hope Shelby's watching this. I would love that.
No, so don't do that. Man, can see the borders.
Read the freaking
copypasta.
Yeah, you should totally read that.
I doubt it's gonna be good. Man, I wish the blackface worked. It's like easy.
I don't understand what that comment says, and I'm not gonna read the freaking nerdy cowboy comment. I'm not gonna read that. I don't understand it, and I don't want to.
Christina, can you lower your mic volume? I think that's sarcasm.
I cannot do it. I'm gonna dang this on my computer now that it isn't.
Oh, my butthole. Wait, what? So, but never do blackface. I'm literally shaking right now. I forgot what we were talking about earlier. It could be a thing. I'm surprised Sam High didn't do that. He likes making fun of military men. I poop and pee my diaper for you, maggot! poop math. Oh yeah, we need to do the pee math. Okay. How much does the average person... There might be a calculation for us. Average person pee per year?
Sophia.
Yeah! What?
Can I kill myself? Do you love?
I'm thinking about... Oh man, that's rough. I had an IV up before, and you pee for like 3 minutes straight afterwards. But think about a year.
Well, you produce more pee than you should. You probably like eat stinky food or something.
You have to poop and pee when you wake up. Imagine the absolute urgency. Well, it's impossible. You would explode. But let's say it would just somehow happen magically. You have a magic. You bought a grub bag. So you can store all that. The average person produces 50 ounces, 1.5 liters per day of urine. Okay, that's good. Because you're giving us volume. And how big is your, like, kitchen? Okay. Okay, so 18,250 ounces of urine per year. And 547
liters.
That is 547 kilograms. That's not a lot.
I am back.
Okay. Got a couple calculations. Gotta put these in chat. Don't forget them. Ounces of piss per year. And 547.5 liters of piss per year. Now.
The title of the stream.
What?
The title of the stream is so funny.
Oh man. Okay.
I cannot stop laughing at it.
1 liter. That is
and Frank is the hide and hiki. Let's get freaky of Tony Hawk.
Okay, what is the rate at which people pee? Does anyone know that? Because then you could calculate, like, how long are you going to be sitting there peeing on the kitchen, peeing on the toilet? Well, the toilet won't be able to handle it. So you're going to need a pee partner that when you wake up, they're there to constantly flush the toilet. Because it's not... What container would contain that amount of pee, actually, is the question.
Maybe a pool.
Maybe a pool. How many gallons? Let's see. What exactly? Liters is volume, right? I'm not smoking crack. Okay. Liters to gallons. So we have 547.5, which is 144.6 gallons of piss. The outside cannot handle, so that's an easy one. You just run out the door. But you're going to have to be squatting for a hot minute.
Just sit down and let it flow.
Just sit down? Like, on the ground?
Yeah, like... You're already freaking messing everything up.
Terrifying.
Might as well be chill while
you do it. Gallon is defined as 231 cubic inches. Okay. So, how much is your floor? Is your kitchen? How big is... Or your cousin's kitchen, let's say. Would you reckon
it's really big? How just search for industrial kitchen dimensions.
Industrial kitchen?
Yes.
Dimensions. Small commercial kitchen. Okay. All right. 250 square feet. Okay. Okay, we're getting somewhere. So if a gallon is 231 cubic inches, All right.
This is top-notch research.
This is top-notch
you
research right here.
You better be appreciating
this
it.
This is all that I... Yeah,
that's
this is where my school education
like a video
is going
on
towards.
Time.
Yes, because I'm doing this arithmetic. Okay, so, if we have that many gallons of piss, how much did I say? I already closed the tab. Okay. From liter to gallon, we have 547.5 liters. And that becomes that many gallons. And a gallon is 231 cubic inches. So this times 231. Then we have 33,000 cubic inches of piss. This is becoming a problem. This is becoming a problem for your cousin's kitchen. So, cubic inches, 2 feet. That becomes 19 cubic feet of piss. Big problem! So... Uh-oh.
Big,
I'm either
big
speaking
problem.
Facts
big.
Or smoking crack. 7 to 15 hours of urinating? Doubt. But actually, yes. That might be right. Okay, 19 cubic feet. Is that right? Seems like a little. Versus 33,000.
For small inches. Commercial kitchen instead of a straight up restaurant industrial kitchen.
So I looked up small commercial kitchen. It is 250 square feet. So if we want to, I doubt your kitchen is this big.
My cousin's kitchen is really big.
Like this big? I'm gonna send you an image.
Okay, not that big.
Okay, yeah, figured.
If you take in... Okay, because the you know the side for the other side? Whoop. You know, there's like a thing in the middle, right?
Uh-huh.
That is the that space is the actual kitchen space, but on the other side there is a table for eating, uh-huh. Which is part of the kitchen, technically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take into account the table, then it is the size.
Okay. Let me just get an image of this on screen so you guys can get a visual image of what exactly kind of crack I'm smoking today. Alright, so this is apparently 250 square feet. Okay. That is the floor, right? 2.5 wine barrels, 2.5 wine barrels of piss filled in the 7 to 15 hours. Yeah, I think the time might be the interesting thing. Well, Christina's cousin is really loaded diaper. Okay. Cubic inches to cubic feet.
Well, your blue eyes against the pretty ocean behind you is so pretty.
Well, okay. I'm gonna round this up. Let's say 20 cubic feet. If this floor plan right here, 250, it said square feet, actually. Oh, we're in cubic inches right now. This is a problem. This does not account for... This if it's square feet, it's just a floor plan. It does not account for how much the piss goes up.
You need to change it into volume.
Okay. 250 square feet. Ah! Okay, it doesn't tell me how big the... How high the ceiling is.
I thought Christina was impoverished. Where did you get that
Victor
idea?
Is.
I'm just like middle class. My cousin is loadable.
How am I gonna figure this out? Okay. It doesn't tell me how high the ceiling is. Okay, but, it wouldn't just tell me the square footage of the piss, how far it's gonna go on your floor. I wanna know, also, if we were to, like, stomp it down. Anyways, 19 cubic feet. Oh, shoot, that means 19, like... That is horrible! Okay, so like a foot in each direction, like a cube that's a foot wide, a foot tall, and a foot depth, whatever. 19 of those of piss. If you can think of like a Minecraft block, like 19 Minecraft blocks of piss is what we're talking about. You're putting 19 Minecraft blocks of piss in your kitchen. Actually, how high is the ceiling?
I love how the calculations are all made considering my cousin.
Like, okay. How high is the ceiling? of the kitchen.
Okay. Next time I go to my cousin's place, I'm gonna, like, trade up measure her kitchen.
Yes.
I'm gonna take like, a metric thing with me and I'm gonna measure it.
It's cubic feet. It is 19 cubic feet of piss. That is absolutely astounding. I'm thinking of, like, stacking blocks of piss. If you were to, like, if that were possible, because it's too hard for me right now to calculate just, like, how much of the floor is going to be covered. Thinking of, like, a waterfall of piss on one side of the kitchen.
That would be quite amusing. But nothing you do quite makes it right, though, because at the end of the day, like, you cannot know, like, how much of the piss is dislocated by, like, the table or the fridge.
Yeah, because all of those take up volume as well. I'd like to know the volume
exactly.
Of the whole kitchen. But it's not going to tell. I can look it up, but I really doubt.
Yeah.
Well, you have 30 seconds to, like, get rid of as much stuff as you can.
Well, not a freaking fridge, right?
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that? And my cousin's fridge is, like, into her wall, so how are you gonna do that?
Yeah. Okay, dimensions of the small commercial kitchen. Can it tell me, like... How high is the ceiling? Does that not matter? I guess not. I guess, okay,
This is getting very annoying.
Well, it's not like the ceiling is super high, right?
Not super high, it's sort of big.
It's normal, okay. So like a regular home kitchen ceiling.
Well, it depends what you mean by regular.
Yeah.
How do I mute people? I'm a freaking mod.
9 feet. 9 feet seems kind of low. People. It's probably 9 feet. All right, let's say 10 feet. 10 feet tall. Ten feet. Could sleep in a giant vat and then climb out. Oh man. Okay. Alright, 12 feet. Okay. But still, like, if you were to stack all of them vertically, the blocks of piss, you couldn't. That's 19 feet tall. So it takes up a considerable... But I feel like it's not as amusing to see, like, a pillar of piss, even if though it's a lot of piss, as much as it is to, like, squat. Because that's not how piss works. I want to know, like, if it's all on the floor, squashed, how far does it go?
That kitchen is bigger than my apartment. Well, it do be like that sometimes.
Okay, it's telling me square inches right here, so we'll do that next. So, you're gonna have like a pillar and a half of piss in the... Like a pillar as in it's like 1 foot wide. How much is a foot to a meter?
But just to remind you, Chris, this is my cousin's kitchen, not mine.
Okay, a foot is like, 1/3 of a meter. So if it's 12 feet tall, it's 3.6 meters of piss. And then it's also 2 feet wide, which is 2/3 of a meter. Can you visualize that?
No. Not at all.
Okay. What are you even thinking?
Can somebody visualize that? I don't think so, because it's so much.
Point 0.6 meters? Alright, wait, can I, like, draw on this? Let's say it's back in here, back where the door is. You're gonna have, like, just a stack of piss right back there. Alright. Well, this is telling me that a liter to a square inch... Let me just see here. I'm trusting the internet fully right now for these calculations.
But you should never do...
Alright, so 547.5 liters is 1,037 square inches. Oh, shoot. Okay, wait a second. Convert. Square inches, square feet?
It's between a twin size and a queen size waterbed of piss.
Okay, so it's like, it's seven square feet of piss. So you have like a 7x7 corner full of piss in your kitchen. That's quite considerable.
That is very considerable.
It is between... That is a lot. Because I realize if you were to just piss on the floor, it'd be a little puddle, right? That's what it was for you.
Yeah.
But to piss a queen-size bed...
It was, like, kind of a big puddle, but it's nothing near that. But I think that when it spreads out, it ends up not being that much. So, like, 2 fingers off the ground of piss, pretty much.
Unfortunately. I overestimated how much it'd be.
And that's considering, like, that the doors are closed and nothing goes away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's really not that much.
Well, 7 feet by 7 feet, that's quite a... That'd fill a good bit of my floor. That's like the majority of my floor, just covered in piss.
Oh, yeah, but it's not like it's, like, through the, like, half of the wall.
Depth is the question. Well, yeah, it'd be, if you were to stack up all the blocks of piss, it'd be 19 feet tall, and each one is, like, 1 foot wide and such. You sure a majority? Yeah, I'm sure a majority. It's a year's worth of piss, buddy. My room is not that big.
Yeah, your room is really tiny.
Divide the amount of cubic feet of piss by the square feet of the floor, and your answer will be the height the piss will come up to. Oh, yeah, if you were to spread it all out? Okay.
Yeah.
The cubic feet is one... It would... The cubic feet is 19 divided by 250. It'd come up to 0.076. I don't know what unit. if you were to, like, superheat the room. Are you peeing in a freezer? Are you peeing in a volcano?
Pre-cooled gelatin or just water?
Okay, so if you were to spread it all out, it'd come up to 0.076 units.
Which doesn't matter, the unit is probably not that much.
Yeah. It's probably a very thin layer of piss to spread it all out. I don't think you can spread it across that big of a kitchen.
I think it can fill the entire room, but it's just, like, you know, it's like a little layer. It's not really deep.
Alright, okay. There's something else. Oh, right, yeah, how long it's gonna take. Okay, so where'd you get the thing for the rate of pee? A rate of peeing. What's the maximum? Okay, urine flow rate is a real thing. A volumetric flow rate of urine during urination is the measure of quantity of urine excreted in a specific period of time. Uroflowmetry. What? The average rate changes with age. Okay, can we get, like, average rate, though? Human liter per second urination. 4 to 7, 8 to 13, 4, we'll go 14, 45 range. Cause you're 16. The average flow rate for females is 18 milliliters per second. Okay. So we divide that by a whole lot, like 1,000 to get a liter?
Okay, wait.
I'm retarded.
Do guys pee more than us?
They pee faster.
Oh, that's expected. They're like generally better at stuff.
All right, so we got 18 milliliters per second. We divide that by 1,000. You're going 0.018 liters per second right there, buddy. So, oh man, that's gonna be slow because we are trying to do 500 foot. Yeah, the biggest thing is not gonna be the amount of space it takes, but how long it's gonna take you to get all of that out of your system.
Yeah, after a whole year. That's gonna take long.
So, all right. If we have, I just divide it by the thing, right? Okay, 30,000 seconds. Does that sound about right? Or am I smoking crack? Because I'm a woman. I don't know how to do math.
How much?
30,000 seconds divided by 60 to get minutes. Divided by 60 to get hours? I'm not dividing 60 by 60. What the frick? Oh, shoot. That is 9 hours. There's no way! There's no way it's gonna take that long! What?
That makes actually sense. Wait, so that means that you, like, pretty much pee 9 hours a year?
You spend 9 hours a year peeing? Yeah. That's about right.
9 hours a year, so you're gonna live like 8 years, so that's like 720 hours peeing per life. If you live until you're 80. You divide that by 24, you get 30 days straight up a month being for all your life? That doesn't sound right. Sounds like you're estimating too low.
Well, because how long does it take to pee? 30 seconds? Maybe?
Well, to you...
Because no, like, to actually get it out, not to go to the bathroom. Because we're just, like, how long does it take to get it all out? 30 seconds? 15?
Okay, I know you have a full bladder right now. Go try it.
Okay. I'm going to make the mistake of bringing my phone into the bathroom so Jeff Bezos can listen to me pee. I'll be back.
This is real science, people. Of course it's pressurized. It's pressurized like any other pee. No, she didn't die. She just went to the bathroom to count how much time pee takes. You guys have all my attention right now. stop first. Go chain and go.
Ohio gozaimasu. Okay. So,
how was your week?
I was right.
Pretty cool.
It took 15 seconds, but the average person has a like double the bladder size as me, so I'm going to go with 30 as the average.
All right.
Cuz 15 seconds is a bit brief. And Victor just sent me the video. I should upload that right now.
Wow, this stream is going to be like 10,000 quality when you do that.
It is. Well, I'm only at it's a upload rate, not download rate. No, wait, I'm going to upload. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm at 6K. I have an upload speed of 10, so I have like 4 to spare.
All right. Don't go over to your mouth. Pressure is a good no-go, but at a high pressure, you would friction burn your urethra. So at what temperature is it burn? That sounds like a super gay question. It's not because there's more pee that the pressure is gonna be higher. It's just like gonna be the same as what you normally pee. No, there's like 30 gallons of pee in a bladder that only holds 4. So, would the pee come out faster, or are we using scientifically measured rates of piss? Well, no, it's gonna flow the same. Like, science proves so. I've been meaning to ask you what you thought about iridescence. Wait, that's not even the latest album, I don't understand. I like it, but not as much as I like the saturation ones. Saturations on ones are like really what I most listen to. But I like a lot of the stuff there. I like the Juvert song. I like a few of those. I don't remember all the names now, but I like a bunch of those. But I listen mostly to the Saturation thing. I do not like, I don't really vibe with Ginger, unfortunately. It's kind of too gay for me. It's like one of my favorite albums. That's great. It's cool. I understand why it would be like it's not particularly my taste, but I understand like why it would be like someone's favorite. I think it's good. What is an M version of window? Is everything like that? Homemade iridescence, Brockhampton.
Oh,
god, I missed my erection. I've been listening to a lot of Brockhampton today because I've been having car rides with my dad and he likes Brockhampton as well, so the only thing I can put on because he does not like Tyler. The boy band? Yes. The boy band. Well, you see, this is free, but you need to get it from the Microsoft Store. Sophia, what are you doing right now?
I'm being very, distracted. Hello.
That is a perfect answer to the question because that's the one part I didn't know already.
Going full 8 gates just to figure out piss physics. Yeah, I'm about to break all my limbs, be in the hospital forever just to figure out these piss physics. What is the song you play every stream now? The one that's playing right now? This is just my Spotify playlist. We can see the porn soap. Uh-oh.
A lot of the individual songs and saturation are amazing, but Iridescence as an album is just super good. I don't know, I feel like if you compare, like, any of the saturation albums to Iridescence, I think you just have, like, a lot higher rate.
Typewrite Lesson good songs. By Cornelius. A lot higher rapes of that songs. Didn't they release a total trash album recently?
Yeah, Ginger.
Yeah, isn't that garbage? Isn't it all garbage?
Either, yeah. I think if you just compare, like, the saturation stuff to Iridescence, like, you get a lot more good songs per album than Iridescence, and the songs that are good are a lot better. So,
do you miss the retardo kid from your old school? Huh?
The black one?
Huh?
Are you referring to the black kid?
The black kid? As in the black kid I called Anigas?
Yeah, the one that shoots you, I guess.
Mm.
I'm asking if you miss him. Or they might be referring to, like, your black boyfriend.
Oh yeah, that's another one. My bad, I meant retarded kids. There always are... I guess that's just because that's what the population is.
That sounds gay. Like, so? Yes, like, so. She is one of the most retarded kids. Along with me and Victor. Unfortunately, there was no way for me to delete, like, special messages I need to either, like, time out the person. So, third confirmed by Tina. We literally both have Asperger's.
I don't have Asperger's.
Yes, you do.
I don't have Asperger's.
Don't lie to your audience.
I don't think I have Asperger's. I could take a test, though.
You did the test. And it says, that you had Asperger's, so you have Asperger's.
That was an online test. I don't believe it.
Well, but you never went to, like, a psychologist either, so,
you know,
like,
what? You're right. I don't know if I can afford uploading something. Oh, is the bitrate stabilizing? I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's making the stream worse. Not surprising there. I'll just have to wait. Well, yeah. I might stop streaming soon anyways. I want to get to work immediately on the next video.
Do you think this one will get out in time?
In time?
Yeah, because, like, you're uploading now and it's, like, the first of February.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
do you think the other one will get out before the month ends?
Who knows? There's a whole book of... Isn't that, like, the book of, Thomas? Isn't that, like, not confirmed? Like, I heard something about, like... like, a book of Thomas... Or Didymus, who wrote about, like, Jesus when he was a kid being an epic boss. But I don't know if that's real. Yeah.
Non-canonical.
Mm-hmm.
The canonical stuff is already so much material. Wait, now that Victor is done editing, can't we, like, play again?
Pretty sure. I mean, he just sent me something. I don't know why he didn't respond.
Maybe he, like, left it uploading. Is it, like, a WeShare, whatever link?
Yeah, WeTransfer.
Oh, yeah, then he's there.
Yeah, the Twin of Jesus, yeah. I don't know why I still have this kitchen image here. I never removed it. In case you wanted to contemplate the kitchen and how much pee is in it. There you go. Okay. Okay, so today we're going to smoke weed and we're going to snort crack. That's actually where I did it. There was crack right here and I got it in a nice line and I snorted it up. And then I took the rest and I threw it in the drawer.
It wasn't
here.
Crack, it was cocaine.
Oh yeah, cocaine, same thing.
I'm freaking glad it's weed time because I always wait for it. Cocoa puffs, weed with cocoa puffs.
What do you think of the upcoming apocalypse? There's an upcoming apocalypse? I don't know.
You should put Anne Frank and Tony Hawk next to your face right now on screen.
Kitchen image Anne Frank in the title. Baby, I'm gonna pee.
Poop lips.
No apocalypse. Do not smoke cannabis. Smoke Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs is weed with crack?
Nah, I prefer, like, weed.
Isn't Bam Bam like coke with gunpowder? There's no way that wasn't a real fart! You could not tell me that was your chair.
That was a fart? That was a huge fart. What the heck?
Did you just wait, oh, was gosh. That actually a fart?
Yeah.
Wow, you just... That is astounding.
I drank, like...
Nice.
4 cups of milk.
Yeah, pot is not good. Drugs are not good. Can't endorse them.
Oh, man.
2-2-2020? Yeah, why should I care?
Oh, and this year, we're gonna have a full month of 420. Who else is hype?
Before I shook my phone, you just, like, were transnationally brapped on the world.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
2020, that is retarded.
We're gonna have a full month of 420. Who is hyped up?
420, 24. Is there even an even better one? Is there 42420?
No, how you're gonna do that? Stupid, we don't have like four slots.
No. 42420.
Oh, I see.
That is gonna be even better than 420 this year. 424. Now 42069 is a whole nother thing. That is like a fifth grader's like dream.
There's no way though, because like there's no 69.
There is the 69th year, there's gonna be 2069.
But that's too far away, okay? We have to focus that this year there's a whole month of 420.
Yeah.
And you have to blaze it every day, all right?
There's going to be four.
And the rules.
20.
The rules 20. Is
double
blaze
420.
It every day. This year, full month of farts, full month of breath, full month of 420. But that's not even 420, that's like 420.
Well, yeah, when you say it, it's 420.
No, it's 420.
Yeah, it's... See?
That's cheating. That's cheating the weed god.
I will live to see 42069. I presume. It's roughly 50 years.
I'm gonna kill myself before then.
Come on.
Oh, accidentally, of course.
It's not an accident if you plan it.
Oops, I spoiled it in the banana peel. Christina, I expect you to move to the US from this Brazilian crap hole. Otherwise, I will vote for your frustration, so you will be jealous.
You look like Max from Stranger Things. You're in the same boat with Christina on that one.
Max from Stranger Things! Yes, Sophia is Sadie Sink. I am gonna...
Can you name the Ten Commandments off the top of your head? Okay! Do not steal, do not commit adultery, that's two. Do not kill, or do not murder, sorry. Only worship God, do not use his name in vain. Shoot, I lost track. Do not covet your neighbor's goods, do not covet your neighbor's wife.
Isn't it the same?
No, there's two separate ones.
I guess they had to make it 10.
Should be cool. Left.
I named
idolatry.
I am gonna move to America. I'm gonna share a bed with Sophia.
Miss the Lord's Day and honor your parents. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, my brain lit, so.
I always make sure to forget honor your parents. Especially when I'm wrestling my mom.
Why Why does Christina want to die so badly? Beats me! I used to be able to resonate, but not anymore.
Seems too hard. It's like living is way too hard. I'm like super lazy for this.
Okay. It makes it easier in the fact that, like, you just drink chocolate milk and just play Skate 3.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I do it. Otherwise, like, I wouldn't be here anymore, right? Oh, if I did all the stuff I got in.
Yeah, do not bear false witness. Yeah, I said do not kill.
Why did you move from D-Live?
7 out of 10. I got a 70. At least I didn't fail. But...
Why did you move from D-Live? Everybody there was, like, old and stupid. And nobody paid Sophia money.
That's not true.
That is not true. But here, there's, like, more money.
70% of you is avoiding hell strategies.
Skate 3 is so good, but anyways, life is really epic and cool. Life is really epic and cool, like, when you don't have to do stuff.
Yeah, but doing...
When, like...
doing stuff is what makes it cool, bruh.
No. It's cool when you do it, but you don't need to, but you want. It's not cool when
You can need to do stuff and want to do stuff because it's good.
Depends on the stuff. But yeah. It's just like a hyperbole thing. I don't actually want to die. I want to get like...
Gluttony, greed, envy, wrath, lust, pride, and... sloth? I think it's sloth.
You gotta remember that one.
Yeah. That's mine.
No, it's just like a joke. I don't actually want to die. My life is pretty good right now. How it works.
Wow, not knowing your biblical canon from an anime? I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, Seven Deadly Sins, the anime.
Yeah.
That's quite obvious.
Mine is Envy? Man, that's rough.
I used to be really envious. Especially when I was like... I think mine is probably Ref. The Ref for... Sloth.
Lust is also there. Well, of course they're all rough, but yeah. At least you're not a sex freak. What would I say? Empathy? I don't know. For that, definitely.
I think if yours is like lust, is almost like one of the worst you can have, because it's probably like super hard to control since people rape each other.
Yeah, it's hard to control. It terrorizes you all the time. You're disgusted by it.
Yeah.
It ruins your relationships with other people, potentially.
Yeah.
Well, all of them do that to a degree, but lust is very,
is the worst of all.
Could you lend me some empathy? I'm running low and I'm gonna run out, brother.
Do not run out of them. That's really bad. Isn't Nerdy Cowboy like 40? How can yours be less? Aren't you like 60? Isn't that phase of your life supposed to be over already?
I'm 27.
Same thing, like.
No, I think a 27 is still a problem. It's always
people
a problem for men.
People at 27 like are already taking Viagra and stuff, right?
The penis like immediately stops working like after 20. Cause you're modern medicine, you used to not live past 20, so the penis stops working. But now you do.
Actually it's 25.
Brain stops developing, penis stops working.
Yeah, you can only have children while your brain is
Women's
not.
Eggs are dead at 30. That's great because my mom had me at 30 something.
Yeah, that's why you're freaking retarded.
Yeah!
My older brother, 20,
Wait. Is
already on Viagra, but he had many concussions from playing rugby.
Wait, concussions, like, affect your...
Oh, it's all interrelated, right?
I would expect it to affect something else, like... Maybe your speech, maybe your memory?
Well, it depends on the part of your head you hit.
Yeah, but usually you don't hit it so perfectly that you absolutely mess up your penis.
Don't know. Yeah, maybe he's... Have you considered Nerdy Cowboy? Then maybe he's 28? And that's why I think of him like that? He's old? And gay? You should consider that for a change.
As many issues get angry easily, yeah, that's a... Not fun.
I'm glad I'm not a guy because I do be getting lots of concussions in the future. I only had one so far, but I plan on many more.
Bam!
Guys can do it till we die? That's literally not true. Otherwise, Viagra wouldn't even exist. And Nerdy Cowboy just said that he's old brother already on it. My dad has a friend, like a school friend, that he's very close with, that like lost his memory from taking Viagra. Like he straight up woke up and like didn't know anything. And like he took a few days to get his memory back.
Oh, bruh.
That's super rough.
Oh, bruh, yeah. You're 7 years old? Chunky fishy girl?
What did she say?
Nerdy Cowboy is like 20 years older than me. So you're 7!
My chat is like bugged out. Buggy up!
Don't!
Tentacles.
So you're seven.
Six tentacles.
What'd he say?
I said soaps, tentacles.
No. What did your dad say? I heard him yelling.
Get home.
What does that mean?
I'm home.
Oh.
I'm home. What does that mean?
What do you say in Portuguese?
He said, I just arrived. He was like, Pigeon.
Pigeon.
Shake.
Shiknik?
Gay.
Gay? You said gay? No, man, I'll be 16 next month. No,
I sent you on chat. Check it out.
Yeah, I just saw that. I did not really understand why you sent me that. Oh, no, you sent me two new things. Chigay? Oh, Chigay? Chigway. Does that mean I'm home?
No, you pronounce it like gay.
Oh. She gay.
Yes.
She gay? She gay. She gay.
She, you be gay, though.
She gay! She do be gay. Oh!
You're so old sometimes. You are. She do be. She do be gay. She's so gay. She's like not even normal gay. She do be gay.
So we'll roll your whole boobie and inseminate to unbelievable level. Oh.
Do you by nationality you mean where I was born? Or what nationalities do I have? Because I have Brazilian nationality and I have Portuguese nationality. Basically a corpus.
A corpus? A corpse?
A corpse. A corpse in Mommy Erica, and then this is a corpse at the party.
I'm listening to Stereolab, but it is Death Grips. Pretending it's Death Grips.
You wish.
I'm the new Zach Hill.
Have you heard Sophia's music? It's way better than Death Grips.
Just punching the air in all directions. That's how I paint. Oh, I look like a sick drummer right now.
Oh my gosh, I can give Mr. Kai a gift.
Whoa, that's epic! Thank you, Chris Potts!
He didn't give it to you.
I know. He gave it to Mr. Kayo. But he's like... He's still giving me money.
That is true. Michael Jackson was some heat. The Hillary Clinton one is true, though. Hey, boo!
What's race? Are you dark skin? I've always pictured her as a meek, pale white. Well, you're yellow. So.
Yes, I am yellow, but I'm not Asian.
There's this one picture of you. I think we showed it before. Maybe. I would give them an image of your skin color. I don't know. Maybe it's still.
Yeah, you should put that on screen.
Okay. She do be gay.
My face is deformed, though. that face.
Yeah.
Just know, that's not what my face looks like. I'm not.
It'd be horrible if people thought you looked like that. Truly, so.
Yeah. I do not look like that. I am freaking.
As you can see, the face app. In the
yeah. No, this is like edited by FaceApp, Instagram, and like WhatsApp.
Christina's actually really pretty, so.
Yes, I'm like super pretty. Everybody tells me all the time. Except my mom, she never told me that.
Downs filter?
Yeah, you look like a freaking Downs syndrome child.
You look like me. That's what you look like.
I know this is like super. Okay, like this is doxing level stuff, but I really want you to put the diarrhea picture.
So black. Oh yeah, I could just block out your face. That's fine.
But it's the best part of it is like how it goes over my mouth. It's alright, whatever, I don't care. Who's gonna run me down with a car? Nobody.
Nobody.
Put it up on screen.
I'll see what I can do to block it up a little bit.
You can just full on put it there. I don't mind.
But I don't wanna dox you.
Oh, it's not doxing if I say you can do it.
But
put like a little black bar over my eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna black out her face and she's already black. Doxing to 16 people.
Yes.
Christina vain and paranoid? How am I vain? I don't understand that. I'm literally like, don't wanting to show my face while you're so vain.
Oh, here it is. Diarrhea.
I smoked so much crack, bro. This is a picture I took after cleaning a baby's diaper.
Yes.
A friend took of me after cleaning a baby's diaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, the black bar makes you look real funny.
She is just too good looking. If we see her, we get blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt. I am like 10 times less good looking than Sophia. So you
yes.
can judge by that.
I'm the pinnacle of beauty. Oh man.
Oh man, that's so funny. Just the arc of my eyebrows.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Alright, yeah, so this is a picture that Christina took right after cleaning a baby's diaper.
Yes, sir.
Here she is.
Soap is the hottest. You white. Don't even joke about that. It's so true.
Guys, check out the stream highlights. You can see for yourself. Or the clips.
Ew!
Ew.
That is all poop. 10,000%.
That is all baby diarrhea. There's even a little bit on her mouth. You don't even have to look that closely.
That's just,
you know, she can do a woman's work. Yeah, you can raise some children.
This is your chocolate.
Oh man, then it tastes good.
Yeah.
Now that's not a good sign. Man. All these brown people in the background.
She looks pretty. What do you mean not as pretty as so? Sophia is like the hottest D-boy on the planet right now, so I don't think I can compete.
Freaking, oh man. Picking apart my fingers. Be like.
Type B.
Type B.
Dermatillomania type B. Oh man, I wanted to mention something.
Type B.
Did you guys like brighten the photo? Like, super she doesn't black. Look super black in this. I think it's probably just the lighting. The other picture was taken in a room that was like half dark. It was like it was taken like in my room with all the lights off, but like a window open, but not like open enough to light the room properly. So that's how that other picture looks so dark. She's black. She just light skinned. Yeah, I'm just light skinned. I'm still black. That's why I can say nigga. Right?
No!
And Sophia's Asian, and that's why I can say.
Oh yeah, we're on Twitch.
Oh my god. So, what race was that face?
It wasn't anything. I'm not a racist. It's just my face when I eat a sour lemon. I go like this.
She's totally black. Like around 60% African. No wonder people call me the Nubian Queen.
No wonder! Who's called you the Nubian Queen?
You. Privately. Victor.
I didn't think you'd be that audacious to expose all of us like that.
Victor Faith.
Victor has called you a Nubian Queen.
Yes. He said, wow, you're like the perfect Nubian Queen. That's what he said to me. On a private call, you can ask him. Faith has said it like 10,000 times.
She said it 10,000 times that you're a Nubian Queen.
She says it every day. Every time she sees me. She straight up goes like, whoa, you're like a Nubian. Wow. Nobody said the N-word. Shut up. Alright?
Well, the only N-word we said was either nubile or Nubian. And Nubian needs to be added to the list right now.
Nubian. Oh, man.
That noob. The ooh. The oob. Boob. Boobies.
Ebony.
Breasts.
Yeah. Ebony.
Breasts. I remember that, but I didn't want to add it because that's just like pornographic. But all of this is pornographic.
Ebony?
Yeah.
Well, but it's used out of that. Like when you go read Edgar Allan Poe and it's like the ebony crow and you're like,
bruh. I think of Skyrim, like ebony armor.
I tweet Nubian. And Christina every day at 4:20 p.m. You're a Nubian. Yes, I can say that.
Childbearing buttocks and Nubian panties.
No, that's so bad. Please stop.
Stop having a spring attack. fucking stop? Are you out of your mind?
Resticles?
Anthony Fantano's Ebony Queens, you know about that? Oh, yeah. I thought we were the only ones who picked up on that. Oh. I thought somehow somebody else was paying attention to who Anthony Fantano follows. In fact, I have to check. Wait, if I do that, I'm going to have to see breasts.
No, it's just like one.
One breast?
And you only see it if you click on it as well. You can only find it on the list. You should open it on stream. Open it on stream for the people to see.
Wait a second.
Anthony Fantano exposed.
Following.
I searched stuff like online, like how to not look appealing to rapists, and they're like, oh, lose a lot of weight. So I think I'm gonna like lose a lot of weight to become, to like have that 12-year-old boy type feet body. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Isn't that gonna get you more raped? And by like pedophiles?
No, because like nobody went like to rape a 12-year-old boy who has like breasts.
No, right? A lot of people do. In fact, the majority of rapists want to rape that.
No, I highly doubt that.
I think you have to become a fat pig.
Oh, but that
actually, I don't think anything's gonna stop you from getting raped.
Oh, you think I'm that pretty? That's so bad. Oh, man. Thank you. I didn't know you thought I was so pretty. I recognize you. Of course you do. This is Sadie Singh.
Were you the 11-year-old that roasted everyone in 2015?
Yes, sir. You found her.
Hit trick shot?
Hit trick shot?
Alright, I don't think that was me. Oh yeah, become a bodybuilder. No one's gonna rape that. Oh man.
Oh man, but that's so... I wouldn't rape myself, and that's where the problem is at.
Wait, you want to rape yourself, but you don't want anyone to rape you?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, where did the rape yourself? Oh, you want to vibe with yourself. I see.
Yeah, rape is just another word for vibe.
You don't want anyone to vibe with you? But yourself.
Well, unless that someone is you. You're the only one who can rape me. Because I vibe with you and I rape you. Right?
This is getting a little bit too confusing to keep track of. I'm trying to find the big boob babes, the big boob black babes that Anthony Fantano follows on Twitter. But I'm just finding a lot of anti-fascists.
And trick shots or something. No. She is the 15-year-old who like lead and roasted everyone. 15? Not 15. 11-year-old. On YouTube. Commentary community. LT Corbis. LT Corbis, aka Corina Davis, aka Captain Capitalism. All of that. No way!
Mean that. I meant you would be strong enough to defend. I like this. That is not the first consideration I made. I didn't think, oh yeah, you'd be strong enough to defend yourself from a rapist. I thought, oh yeah, big women with big muscles are super unappealing. You'd never get raped.
Christina coming in hot? No, Christina coming in cold.
Christina coming
actually,
in?
I remember.
Oh, did you take the acne? What's the result with the acne cream? You're not taking it, right? Is your mother harassing you? What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm not cream? No, the medicine. Yeah, I'm not taking
Greta Thunberg is 17? What the frick?
Yeah, she has, like, my age.
Wait, you're 17?
I'm gonna turn 17 in July.
Yeah, but she's 17 right now!
Oh, yeah, because it was her birthday.
Yeah, but that's not... That's weird. She's gonna be 18 soon.
In the same year.
I thought I was the same age as her. She's like 2 years ahead. What the frick?
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Whoa, that's super early. Whoa. Actually, I remember you. I love it.
Maybe, it's, I don't know.
This guy remembers you.
18 is too old for soap. Yeah, that's my concern, is that she's going to turn 18 real soon, and then I can't date her because it's statutory rape. Man, Chris is clever as always.
This guy remembers you from the coming days. Real G. Black person. I don't want to turn 18. I feel like by then, like by the time you turn 18, you're like pretty much too old for anything. Like you might as well just kill yourself. Right? Do you vibe with that?
Huh? Tuned out again. I'm on Twitter. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at Greta Thunberg. Shouldn't be doing that. Oh, right. Because I was looking at Anthony Fantano.
Yeah, you should be looking at Anthony Fantano. It's your job. I shouldn't. Like, I don't want to turn 18. Like, that's true for anything. And, like, you should have. Like, at 18, you're already, like, dying.
Okay. Hashtag black girl beauty. I don't. Alright, this is one thing. I'm looking for, there's this one account.
How many people does he follow?
Like 7,000.
Whoa. I just searched for Princess, like Control F Princess.
Oh.
I think that's
I don't know if Control F is gonna work for that. Yeah, it's not.
Sure.
Follows Caroline Consnar? Uh-oh.
His competition. Yeah, I remember she made that video about middle school, and ever since then I subjected myself to her content that has cured my cancer. That's awesome. Sophia's video about middle school, that was like peak Sophia video. Actually, no. Sophia's Ready to Tell You review was the best video she ever made. Nothing was saying that. And that's still my favorite video. Isn't that your favorite video?
What? Sophia's Ready to Tell You review? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why didn't you give it over to Gavin to put it on his... on the... on the archive. My fave was Women Should Vote. Oh yeah, that is like the real answer, the real good one. But Brady Tay review is the real OG answer.
No, what is my actual answer? Not Women Are Cool and Should Vote. I don't know, I don't have one. All my videos suck.
Why not Women Are Cool and Should Vote? No.
It's too crude.
I guess that makes sense, but if you take that aside.
Yeah, but you can't. Grandma Rapist was the best.
When you can't watch your own video?
Yeah, we don't have old video. Oh yeah, I can't.
When you can't watch your own videos, Limbo.
I really like the video she made about getting dragged by a bus, lol. Yeah, for some reason I'm not traumatized by that. At all.
That sounds like a fun ride.
I guess it was.
One large onion and one big fart is all you need to make someone cry. Am I right or am I right? Cyber Circle Jerk was the beginning of a becoming so. Yeah. Obviously. But the real beginning was when Victor said, "Yo, your content sucks.
Uh-huh.
Let me write a script for you."
My grandpa used to eat onions like apples. Man, that is awesome. Why do onions stick in your mouth for so long?
I hate onions. He's dead now? Of course he is. The madman.
Is that what killed him? I think we should end this stream. So I gotta do other stuff.
I don't think so. It's such a good stream.
Because I'm just getting distracted.
Well, you're on Twitter right now, so maybe you should
not. I'm tired and I'm hungry and I gotta write and edit stream highlights.
Which stream highlights?
From yesterday, also today, also, I think Victor's doing Mad Libs. If he's not, that's a big problem because I deleted a section of editing I did. Well, I forgot what I was gonna say. There was another stream. Him. Yeah.
And even if he deleted it, it's probably on your computer.
Well, okay. There might be old save.
Yeah, auto save, yeah. But you gotta ask him.
Those Astrophilia videos are good.
Yeah. They're helpful. To people.
Alright. Alright, everybody.
See y'all.
Peace out.
Piss.
Peace out.